Congressional leaders are at the White House today for what has recently become a weekly meeting with President Bush. But the spirit of bipartisanship that followed September 11th is disappearing on Capitol Hill. In the Senate yesterday, neither party would agree to consider the other's agenda, so business came to a standstill for the second day in a row. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Senate Republican leader Trent Lott yesterday sounded worried about the fact that Congress has not finished even one of the 13 appropriations bills needed to fund government operations during the fiscal year that started October 1st.
We still need to make a lot more progress than we've been making on appropriations bills. That has to be done in some form before we leave.
But the Senate did not vote on any of those bills yesterday, including one to pay for U.S. operations overseas. That's because Republicans want the Judiciary Committee to confirm more of President Bush's nominees to be federal judges. And they're willing to filibuster other business until the Democratic majority makes that happen. Majority Leader Tom Daschle yesterday accused the GOP of intransigence.
Because of the Republican filibuster, $42 million that would be available to help countries strengthen their borders is not being provided. $175 million to fight infectious diseases as we fight the war in Afghanistan is not being provided. $5 billion in direct military assistance to those allies in the region is not being provided.
Later on the Senate floor, Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions shot back this response.
We're not shutting off funding for all of that, but what we're saying is this is serious business. Moving judges is serious business. We want your attention, majority in the Senate, slim though it may be.
And Sessions made it clear he and his fellow Republicans don't intend to blink.
We're going to stop this legislation until we get some sort of good faith commitment to move judges forward at this point in time.
But the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, pointed out that since Democrats took control of the Senate in June, 8 federal judges have been confirmed.
During the half the year the Republicans controlled the Senate, of course, they didn't have a single judicial confirmation hearing. They didn't confirm a single judge. We are now, of course, confirming them much faster than they were confirmed during the first year of the Clinton term.
But Republican leader Lott says there are still 107 vacancies on the federal bench, a matter he says deserves immediate attention.
A lot of these federal judges, by the way, will be involved in the aftermath of September 11 and carrying out necessary investigations and actions that are provided for under the anti-terrorism bill that we passed. And 8 is a very low number and certainly well below the pace of the 3 previous administrations.
Judiciary Chair Leahy contends his committee is moving on judges as fast as it can. Tomorrow, that committee votes on 4 judicial nominees and holds hearings on another 4.
It's time to recognize that global leadership requires acting like a leader, not like petulant children in a school ground.
Today, Democrats will try for the second time this week to cut off the GOP filibuster. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.